Women, one halakha yomit based on the daf hayomi of a few days ago. Gemara Pesachim, that would be daf nun gimal. The question was asked by a rabbi called the Shvut Yaakov in Chelek Bet Siman Kuvav. There was a certain city that they made a gezerah against the people of the city, the Jews actually, that they either have to convert, bow down to the Avodah Zarah, or they're going to die. So the question is, we know that for Avodah Zarah, one has to be willing to give up their lives and die al Kiddush Hashem. The question of the Shavuot Yaakov was, is are they obligated to run away first? Which means if they have a chance to run away to save their lives, are they obligated to run away, or can they opt to stay and give up their lives? So he answered this question based on the Gemara Pesachim that talks about Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah that did not bow to the Avodah Zarah of Nebuchadnezzar, and instead opted to be thrown into a fiery furnace. So the Gemara asks, what possessed Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah to jump into the fiery furnace? So the Gemara says they made a kal v'chomer from the frogs of Egypt. If the frogs of Egypt jumped into the burning ovens when God told them to come down and attack Egypt, so they died at Kiddush Hashem in the fiery ovens, so therefore they should also die in the fire at Kiddush Hashem. Tosfot asks, what are you talking about? You have to give up your life for Kiddush Hashem. What's the question? For Avodah Zarah, one of the cardinal sins is Avodah Zarah, and if a person is threatened with his life, he has to be willing to give up his life. What's the Gemara asking? What possessed them to give up their lives? They have to possess them to give up their lives. Avodah Zarah, give up your lives. What do you need a kal v'chomer from the frogs? So the Tosfot understands the question of the Gemara to mean, why didn't they run away? Which means, you're right, you have to give up your life if you're there. But if you're not there, then you're off the hook. So the question to Gemara is, why didn't Mishael, Hananiah, and Azariah, why didn't they run away and save themselves? But from the fact that you see is what? That they didn't run away, that they stayed. So the Shvut Yaakov wants to learn from there that in a chenameh, a person can stay in the city and give up his life if he wants. He does not have to run away to save his life. He can take the option to die al Kiddush Hashem. However, it should be pointed out that the Peri Hadash in his Perush clearly writes that one is not allowed to remain in the city if he has a chance to save his life. Only Gedolim, like Hananiah, Mishael, and Azariah, that are on a different level, that make a great Kiddush Hashem, they might be able to stay, but everybody else must save their life if they can. Of course, if they can't, then of course they have to be willing to sacrifice themselves. So it comes out we have a great machloket between the Shvut Yaakov and the Pri Hadash. We hope it never comes into the Maaseh. But again, according to the Shvut Yaakov, one does have an option if he wants to leave the, if he wants to stay and not save his life by running away from the city. According to the Pri Hadash, he is obligated, mandatory, he must run away to save his life.